Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
You like that?
I loved it.
You've got mail.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
from coast to coast. This is the Possum Hour theme. Girl. I was always kind of partial to Dinah Girl myself. I believe that cute little redhead was on Room 222. I may be mistaken. I don't know. Love American Style. Boy, when I was like 10 years old, Love American Style was dirty. It was on at 10 o'clock on Fridays. Woo! I think that chick was on there. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend. Your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the National Beat Council and the Dingus Corporation, who are the proud makers of tri-cornered hats and buggy whips. We Possum Hour thank them again for the patronage. Alrighty, for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's private surveillance footage. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Fancy Dan Dandy Boy Vashanti, one criminal who Jack Lord could never book. Thursday, it's Chunk Bluster's laundry list from 1982. And then it's Friday Night Possum Somewhere. Yeah, there it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting, ladies and germs. Well, the inevitable is here. The phone lines are open in just a few, what do you call, minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from Casey Stengel.
Hey, Vern, look what I found in my daddy's closet. You know, I bet you this...
But first, a word from Casey Stengel.
Baseball's an interesting game. Goes for years. It's rather remarkable. I'm kept busy morning, noon, and night, in which I'm supposed to start rebuilding a club here. And they figured a man with experience of been up and down would be able to solve the situation. And a... 2 or 3 years instead of 5 years. The other reason why I went back into baseball, I laid out for 1 year. I wasn't out of baseball. I laid out, but I did witness a number of baseball games last summer, and I enjoyed myself. I made up my mind, why should I go back into baseball for one season? So I stayed out a year. Now, because I went back into the business, it was because they gave me a very interesting line of talk, Mr. Weiss did, and the first thing you know, I said, well, why not go back and help build the thing? Because what good is a record anyway? Every record's broken, whether it's in sport or it should be broken as the world goes along. And I would say If you're around my age, I don't know about a record. It's nice to get the record and have the record, but you have to have people that help you get the record. So many of my ball players got me my record or helped me to assisted me to get it. And what's the difference if I am back in baseball if I keep busy? You can't take that goal with you unless you're, because it's so heavy, the money that I've made, that if I go out and go on the water and I'd want to take that, it's a wreck, and I'd want to take that goal with me, you can't take that goal with you, but people say you can, because I know a man that did it. He had it around his belt, and what did he do? He went overboard, and it was so heavy, the goal sunk. So there's the man who took the goal with him. So what good is it if you're, you know, if you're shipwrecked and you're under the water?
Hello?
Willoughby, wallaby, wee, an elephant sat on me. Willoughby, wallaby, woo, an elephant sat on you. Willoughby, wallaby, Weston, an elephant sat on Justin. Willoughby, wallaby, Wenya, an elephant sat on Tanya. Willoughby, wallaby, Winnie, an elephant sat on Jenny. Willoughby, wallaby, woo, an elephant sat on Joel. Willoughby, wallaby, Wong, I hope that you sing along. Willoughby, wallaby, wee, sing along, along with me. Rat-tat-tat-tat-tat-ta, la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Bonnie, Willoughby Wallaby Wharton, an elephant sat on Martin, Willoughby Wallaby Woozin, an elephant sat on Susan, Willoughby Wallaby Wennis, an elephant sat on Dennis. Willoughby Wallaby Wen, an elephant sat on Ken, and Willoughby Wallaby Waffy, an elephant sat on Raffy. Willoughby Wallaby Willoughby, whoa, look at that elephant sitting there. Willoughby Wallaby Willoughby Wallaby.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor RJ.
Schopenhauer says, suck it!
Hey,
I'm sorry, Hitler!
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Smells like
That's
ass.
That's a pandemic, man. That's a pandemic going on, man. Elephants sitting on people. Where is this at?
I know. People worried about monkeypox.
Uh-huh.
We got freaking elephants sitting on people over here.
Exactly.
I gotta put a hello there in the thingy. All righty. Groovy, man. So how you doing, man?
Not bad, not bad.
Put on any pounds this week?
Not really. I'm already up to 119.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I'd sent some over to you cosmically. Because I lost 5 pounds, man.
Oh, okay. Congrats.
Thank you. Over the last, I guess, probably 2 weeks since I checked. I was like, I looked at the scale, I was like, jeez, I'll step on that. Oh, you're welcome, Ford. That was his Willoughby Wallaby woo. Ford is a strange man.
That he is.
But yeah, I shed a fin, which, you know, when you're 800 pounds, it's like, yeah, off my left earlobe, but still. Step in the right direction. sipping.
Yeah, you're headed there.
Yeah.
And you're not juicing, right?
Not yet, no. I've been cutting down on eating, you know, food, solid food. And I went off tonight. I bought some Miller Genuine Drafts, but
yeah,
I got to go back to strictly natties, man. You know,
because
some high calorie beers, they were doing some damage to my waistline, man. Got to eat more crudité.
Crudité.
You haven't seen that, the crudité?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's in your Pennsylvanian senatorial race.
No,
Dr.
Okay.
Oz. Dr.
Oh,
Oz did this commercial where he's, you know, trying to relate to the average guy in the soup. You know, he's in the supermarket getting vegetables for his, because his wife's going to make crudité.
Oh, man.
So the dude in the sweatshirt, his opponent, Fetterman, he says, oh, we call that a veggie tray, dude. You know. Anyway.
Dr. Oz.
Crudité. Dr. Oz. He's for real, man.
Oh, wow.
All right. Here's an old elephant joke. How do you know if an elephant's been in your refrigerator?
How?
Why, the footprints in the peanut butter. Nah, nah,
there
nah,
you
nah,
go.
Nah. That's from Ford Prefect. Thank you very little. I thought it was footprints in the... That could be footprints in anything.
Yeah.
They like peanut butter. Oh, okay. So I had a weird weekend, man. And I guess it was Friday night they had the, you know, Rotten DJ, Dirty Rotten DJ. So they were playing all the big hits and whatnot. And this one came up, and I thought, you know what, I got to blow that up. And I'm like, there's no way I have not blown that up, you know?
Okay.
And I was correct.
11 years.
Yeah, yeah. And you know how I love Journey.
I remember both.
Man, when I hear the piano start on it, Don't Stop Believing, when I'm in a gig, I want to scream. I want to stand up and go, no! Don't play this again. I hate this fucking song. So, without any further ado.
Yeah.
And now an encore presentation.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
like a pit
fucker.
Yeah. Yep, city boy. Yeah. Born and raised in South Detroit.
Fuck,
he took the midnight train going everywhere.
Do you feel like Wolf Bob Rodriguez? Get ready.
A singer in a smoky room.
Oh, a wise guy. Oh! Oh!
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I know, man. Some Ukrainian, what do they call that shit, man? Psychobilly?
Psychobilly, yep.
Psychobilly, a little psychobilly in there, man. Sounds like the Cookie Monster, Dr. Cake says. Hope agrees. I agree, too. It's unanimous. Motion carried.
Did you see one video of Tom Waits and the Cookie Monster?
Oh.
Comparing their voices.
Yeah. Is it on YouTube?
Yeah. It's on there someplace.
Got to put that on Fake Kermit, man.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. I think I had it one time. Let's do it again.
Yeah, let's do for a rerun. I'm sure I saw it, man. I just, you know, all the hard years of hard drinking, man, they've really done a number on my memory banks, if you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Eh, what are you going to do? All right, let's do the roll call.
Roll call, baby.
Roll call.
Man.
And in honor of Cookie Monster, we'll do the Manamana.
Manamana.
To the Manamana. There you go. Cue. All right, there they are, the Possum Lounge, ladies and germs.
Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Woo-woo. Sweet Alice.
Thank you for coming. She's a very nice person. She's got a new avatar. I don't know if that's new this week. It's pretty cool, man. Looks like a doll of her. She's a living doll. What are you going to do? Dr. Cake's here as well.
Dr. Cake.
Would not be sure without Dr. Cake. She was digging the Cookie Monster heavy metal, man.
That was wild.
Yep, Cake's got the same old avatar. That's cool, Cake. This is the original avatar. We Grenache, man. Old grape head. I think another one of my accounts has the Commodore Decker handle on it.
Okay.
So I'll just stick with Grenache.
Dion Grapehead.
Yeah. Good old Grapehead. All right. And completing the Canadian contingent. You. For the prefect, our old pal.
The prefect.
Yeah. He was the one to blame for that wallaby thing. Thank you, sir. I like it. It's great if you can designate blame when you're doing a show like this. I mean, it wouldn't be a wibbly-wobbly Earth going off its axis without Ford Prefect.
Indeed, sir.
Oh, wow. He says in the Possum News, India is filling its country with extra water for agriculture. So the Earth is going to be heavier on that side of the planet. And the axis moving, and scientists predict that in the not-so-distant future, Ohio will be at the equator. Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That ain't cool, man.
I was just watching that Victoria's Secret special on Hulu. That guy Les Wexler or whatever owns practically all Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about him?
He's talking about how Jeffrey Epstein wormed his way into the whole Victoria Secret thing.
Yes. Yes. He was involved with the Epstein thing.
I still got two episodes to go.
And there's rumors there. The rumors about Les Wexner is, doodly doodly doo. He's,
there he is with all these babes around him, but he loves his mom.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a weirdo. I don't know. He's paid my light bill a few times, though.
Yeah?
Who was the Wexner? They had some big fucking horse show up there. I used to draw caricatures at years ago. I had to get cleared by the FBI to go into that thing.
No
weird
shit.
Yeah, I was cleared by the FBI. All right, so where are we at here? We had Apple Cheeks Alice, Dr. Cake, Ford Prefect, and G.T. Trenton. He asks, has anyone Has anyone ever heard of atomic warhead candy? Yes, I have, sir.
I have, yeah.
Isn't that cinnamon?
They don't make that anymore, do they? Yeah, it's like a very strong cinnamon.
He says, I did a challenge with a few people he knew. I put all five flavors. Oh, there's five flavors? Wow. He won because the others couldn't do it. I thought they were all like hot cinnamon candies.
That's what I thought.
Well, you learn something new every day. I was never a fan of cinnamon candy when I was a kid.
No.
But I kind of like I bought some cinnamon nicotine gum by mistake, and I really dug it, man.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like cinnamon gum. All right. Well, last but not least, there's our old pal Ope.
Ope.
Bringing up the rear in the old lounge tonight. Thank you, sir. Good family man, raising them beetles. I'd like to thank you all for coming. And of course, here in the booth with me is the one and only Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Good to be here, sir.
Well, good to have you with us. And that's what you'd call the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Ladies and gentlemen, man cannot live on fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches alone. I mean, what about dessert? Well, it's late at night and I'm a hungry man. We've been hooting and hollering to beat the band. Feeling kinda empty down in my soul. Jelly in my belly starts to rock and roll. There's a red fine diner by the side of the road. I gotta order something Alamo. I love a pecan pie. I love a pecan pie. Later at the house, I'm on the house and fun. Turning off the TV with a loaded gun. Practicing karate till I get it right. Working on my king-size appetite. I said, rent took the Cadillac to the store and give me more of what I had before. I love a pecan pie. 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 Pecan pie. I love a pecan pie. They jump all of my crew do. I can use the power like a voodoo. Before the show in Honolulu, I said crew, when I'm through, I'll have a pecan pie. 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 I'll have a pecan pie.
Next day, free, I'm coming around. Climbing up the charts, but I'm feeling down. Gonna be a paying out a lot of loot so they can get to making me a bigger suit. This must be little dude, they sit around and talk, and my blood sugar's dropping like a rock. I need a pecan pie. Pecan pie. I need a 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 pecan pie. I love 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 a papa papa papa. Your papa wants a pecan pie. That song made me hungry. Hey, Red, you gonna sit here all day with that stupid look on your face while I starve to death, or you gonna get off your bony little ass and get me a pecan pie? I don't want no cherry, no boys and berries. Hallelujah, I finally got a piece of a pie. You gotta be kidding me. You guys are relentless. Sleeping, in my snack, gotta holler back. It's a snack attack. Deep fried, sanctified.
I'm gonna shove it in my mouth.
That sure is a big pie, Elvis.
Certainly is. Big enough for a king. What are you gonna eat?
Wow, there you go. Beautiful, man.
I'm having chest pain.
No, oh, yeah, I'm having chest pains over here.
Over there.
Over here.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie, man. Pecan pie, pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while. That's my favorite
Stuckey's?
Ice cream. I know that.
Remember Stuckey's?
I've never had Snuffies. Never had.
You ever stopped at a Stuckey's when you was a kid?
Nope. Nope.
My grandmother, my mom wouldn't stop, but well, I guess she did a couple times, but my grandmother was a sucker for Stuckey's. She called it Stookies. Let's stop at Stookies.
I like that
better. They had all the crap you could think of for, like, stupid, crappy travel gifts. Snow globes of Allentown, Pennsylvania, and crap like that.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. Tea rings, T-shirts.
Yes, 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 yes. All that crap. Oops says they still got a Stuckey's.
Oh, yeah, still a few out there.
Stuckey's. You see a lot of the old Stuckey's, you see a lot of the old Stuckey's buildings on the highway. There's one coming up by Route 71, but it's not a Stuckey's anymore. Not for since I've lived here. But they repurposed it.
I was watching The Irishman again the other day, and they showed one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that movie, they should have clipped that last half hour. Am I right or am I right?
You're correct there. I told myself I wasn't going to watch it again, but I ended up sitting through it again.
Well, it was a good movie up until, you know, when they whacked dude, that should have been it, man, you know.
Yep.
End of story. They go on
and
on and on.
That's even if you believe him. I don't believe him. I think he's full of shit.
Hmm. That could be.
Yeah, I saw a documentary on it, man. All these people that really are into the case are saying it's impossible. He couldn't have done it.
Huh. I don't know.
He said he wanted money. He wanted to leave money for his kids, so he wrote that book. Gave the people what they wanted to hear, and that's it.
So, like, they suspected him, and he just said, oh, yeah, sure, okay, I did it.
Yeah, Hank gave the whole
like that.
Story and everything. Yeah, made up the whole thing.
Wow.
Still a good flick, though.
It's weird. It's really weird. Like, I think we've been over this, the aging or the de-aging process.
Some of it was a little hard to watch.
Yeah.
Like when he was beating up that guy for pushing his scooter.
I was thinking the same thing.
That looked so phony, man.
It's like this old man's body and a young man's head.
Trying to kick this guy's head and it just didn't work.
Oh, shoot. So, man, I worked all week, man. I was working full.
There you go. Working
crazy time. I worked Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I only do 2 days.
You did 2 days?
Yeah.
Nice.
Saturday and Sunday.
Sweet, man.
Start next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Get off. You got the stamina to do the gig.
Try it anyway.
Nice. Couldn't be happier for you.
That's
great.
It's good to be home.
That's great.
Good to be selling cars.
Oh, that's the best thing you could do, you know.
Yeah.
Try to get back in a groove.
Exactly.
But I had Sunday booked too, but it was a weather related postponement. But it was crazy.
You guys get a heavy storm because we got it right now.
Yeah, it went through here. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It was some gully washers and whatnot. I was kind of anxious on Wednesday because I had this gig at the top of the line hotel downtown, right?
Yeah.
I was drawing in the lobby, and it was really cool. They had this big screen TV promoting me and everything.
Oh, all this sweet
jazz. It was cool as fuck. They might have me back. I don't know. But anyway, I knew they had valet parking, man. So like, I was kind of like, nah. I don't like anybody driving my truck, man. You know what I mean?
I don't blame you.
I mean, a man and his stick shift. You know, that's like letting another guy touch your dick, I think. You know, really. Get in my truck and touch my fucking thing, man. My knob. So like, I was kind of like worried about that all day. And I get there and the dude's like, I got a stick. He's like, oh, I can't drive that.
I was about to say,
I got
the
park.
Younger guys.
Oh, yeah. I got the park like right out in front of the fucking front door. It was great.
Oh, beauty, yeah. That's it there, huh?
He goes, yeah, just pull it over there, man. I'm like, sweet. I could see my truck from where I was working. It was great. I'm like, advantage, stick, bam. You know what I mean? That was cool, man. I like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? it was cool, though. So that all went well. And then Saturday night was weird AF. Scheduled for like 2 hours. No, scheduled for 3 hours in Dayton, uh-huh. Right? I drive out to Dayton. That's work right there. I get there a little way early. So anyway, we're outside for the first hour, and then we go inside after that, after dinner starts. And there was virtually no interest in us.
No.
There were two artists at this big party, and I got paid premium price to sit there and not really do much at all, just watch the crowd. And then they extended us in a whole hour. They said, could you stay another hour?
Nice shit. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, sure, why not? You know. that was... I don't like nights like... I feel like, boy.
Not many people wanted right. Their faces drawn?
I don't know what it was. There were plenty of people there. It just was not.
They were embarrassed to come up here. They were shy.
I mean, I did some, but it wasn't like Friday night. I worked my hiney off I was there for 3 hours and worked like a, you know, drone, a worker bee. How about a quickie?
All right. Save this.
Very
quickie on this.
Sweet!
So you met someone who sets you back on your heels. Goody, goody. And you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody. Oh, you gave her your heart just as I gave mine. It in little pieces.
cool.
Nice quickie.
Came with its own applause.
Exactly.
That was Helen Greco, one-time wife of the immortal Spike Jones.
Oh, okay. Second thing I know.
Passed away this weekend.
Yeah?
Heard she died in her sleep.
Peaceful like.
Boy. Man. We're all doomed, you know. Doomed as doomed could be.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No one gets out of here alive.
You got that right, bro. Alrighty. Well, we're going to spin the wheel in a minute here. I'm going to dig this background here, man. I love the fucking Odd Couple theme and all its variations. It makes me smile. So, yeah, man, I was at the fancy hotel downtown. I was at the athletic club downtown. You know the one. One downtown with the bowling alley in the basement.
Nice.
That was crazy. Bunch of kids go back to school, and they all want to be like three-headed dragons and shit like this. I'm drawing all night. Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Draw me a Spider-Man. Started off as, I think, no, it started off with Wolverine, and then it was just like, you know, it'd come back in like 15 minutes going, oh, okay, how about this? Draw us like a three-headed dragon. Oh, okay. Trying to come
up with
shit.
They got some imagination.
It was fun. They had a ball. They were all hopped up on ice cream and cookies and shit.
An atomic bomb candy.
Oh yeah, good good times, man.
You could be a winner. Awesome! Yay! What is it?
Well, you're in luck. Ladies and gentlemen, oh yeah, this is great. The only place to put this is in 3 minutes. You'll never get back, because it is, and then some. And I've listened to this 3 times, and I laughed, LOL'd, 3 times at the same part. So I'm gonna leave me unmuted so you'll hear my giggle. If in fact I genuinely laugh one more time at the gag. Now is that a build up for 3 minutes you'll never get back or what?
It sure is.
Hot diggity damn.
That means it.
Then we got the news after that, man.
There you go. All coming together.
You'll learn all about everything. Shoot. There's not much we don't cover in the news, is there?
Oh, no.
Should we get the traffic
animal
reports?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? The traffic, weather, sports?
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole gigilla.
Yeah. And now it's 3 minutes. You'll never, ever, I promise you, you will not get these back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, everyone, welcome back to the January 6th hearings, which will finally determine the criminal culpability of former fake president Donald Jessica Trump. Now let's go to some behind-the-scenes DVD extras from his pre-recorded address to the nation on January 7th. Okay, whenever you're ready, sweetie.
And we are rolling. Everyone, please clear the set. We're rolling. Thank you. Okay, Mr. President, you're on in 5.
You got this, bitch.
3.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday.
Sing out, Louise!
But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say...
Just say you're a big fat loser.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Let's take that again.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday's a hard word for me.
Yesterday... Such a complicated word to say.
when his dentures start to slip away. He's not okay with yesterday. Plain to see how he screwed with our democracy. Binging Big Macs while he watched TV. This just ain't on our history.
Joined now by the man everyone's talking about, Attorney General Garland. Judy, seditious conspiracy, espionage, bad hair. What the hell is it going to take to nail this guy? No pressure.
The Justice Department has been doing the most wide-ranging investigation in its history.
Well, step on it, sis, because he's getting ready to announce, and we cannot let him be president again. I'm running out of show tunes.
The Justice Department has, from the beginning, been moving urgently to bring to justice everybody who's criminally responsible for interfering with the peaceful transfer of power.
We said, girl, time to go. He said, no, that piece of trash. He cried, stop the steal, grab the wheel, and try to crash the country's history. On that awful January day, when Josh Hawley tried to join the fray. Cried the slimy awful GOP when they broke into his property for national security. He's done every crime, now it's time to crush this clown. Go and lock him up or he'll flush this country down the toilet. Yesterday, please don't take us back to yesterday. Y'all should together, DOJ and prosecute like yesterday. Lock him up like yesterday.
Please! We will have the evidence.
Step on it, sis.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
All right.
I'm super pumped.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's French fries.
Can you get more psyched than that?
Randy's back. I'm glad he's back.
Randy Rainbow. You knucklehead.
Fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. That makes me laugh every fucking time. That's hilarious. Jeez. He's great. So many of them came and went, man. He's still in there pitching. Gotta love it. All right. Oh, this is the news, man.
What's going on in the world?
Oops. He can't stand Hawley. Josh Hawley. He had the famous picture. He's walking into the January 6th with his fist up in the air. And then they found footage of him running like, wow! Feet, do your stuff! Getting the fuck out of there, man.
Those guys are heroes. They thought they were going down in history books.
What a schmuck. Can't believe these guys are in the fucking... Jeez, legislature. Alright. This is the stupidest idea... since the insurrection. Or since whatever. I don't know. since the Edsel. Miller High Life is introducing an ice cream that tastes like a dive bar.
There you go.
What the fuck, man? A new novelty ice cream product meant to recall the flavor of peanut shells on a bar floor. ice cream dive bar. Why the fuck would you want to eat that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and a six-pack costs $36? Come on. Oh, each bar contains up to 5% alcohol. Dude, stay away from these. Wow. It might put on the weight, but it might get you back on the old, off the wagon. You might fall the hell off the wagon there. You know.
Don't want to do that.
Fall the hell off the wagon there.
All because of ice cream.
The product contains beer, peanut swirl, tobacco smoke flavor, caramel, and a dark chocolate dip. The peanut swirl is designed to mimic the peanut shells frequently found on bar floors. Yuck. Why don't they put a couple of cigarette butts in there for good measure?
Yeah, really.
Sheesh. All right. Well, I'm not a big ice cream guy to begin with. I don't think I want. This was kind of neat. Stolen book was returned to a Cincinnati library 50 years after it was stolen.
Oh.
Tarzan book, Cincinnati Public Library. And the guy sent a note with the book, you know, like, as a kid. Book's in good shape. Sorry about that.
My bad.
Didn't really explain why he stole it, but, you know, he didn't check it out. He just stole it. Just swiped it. Wasn't overdue.
That's weird, man. 50 years of guilt.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, weird.
Surprised he still has it.
Yeah. I had some books I was going to return to someone once, and then they died before I got to return the books.
Oh, no shit. That reminds me. I still have the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books to give to Dave Hart, my buddy. I got it at the shop.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I got to remind him. Come pick them up.
All right. Well, let's go over to animal world, animal news.
All right. We like the animals.
Hear about the animals. Scientists plan to resurrect an animal that's been extinct since 1936. Huh?
Oh, 1936, huh?
The Tasmanian
Plain
tiger.
God. Oh.
Yep. Tasmanian tiger may live once again. Used to roam the Australian bush. It will harness advances in genetics, ancient DNA retrieval, and artificial reproduction to bring the animal back.
So
I would expect. Well, I would expect like its mother would have to be like a dingo or something, right?
You got me on that.
I don't know, some kind of beast has to gestate somewhere.
This is how horror movies start, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be like, you know, and then they'll introduce them back into the wild in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be all over, man. A Tasmanian tiger will just take over. Oh, man. I got some friends in Australia. I hope it doesn't happen. It's like when they had the giant rabbits, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck with Mother Nature, man. That's the whole... Didn't we learn that lesson?
That was a Ralph Meeker movie.
Oh, there you go. Well, and that was the Forest Kelly, too, wasn't it?
Was Kirstie in that
one? Which
one? Food of the Gods, it was called.
Food of the Gods. Oh, that's, yeah, I was thinking of Day of the Leopard, but yeah, Food of the Gods.
Oh, okay.
Another great one. Yeah. Ralph Meeker. I saw him in a Western a couple weeks ago. I thought of you.
Yeah.
I should take Gumby.
The Naked Sparrow is the one that I like that got me into him.
Ralph Meeker, what a weird guy to be on your list. GT says, bring back the saber-toothed tiger or the woolly mammoth. I think they were working on the woolly mammoth. I think they're working on a mammoth.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah, I think we
did some nice coats out of that.
Saber-toothed tiger, man. I don't know, man. Get more tigers in general before we fuck with that.
Well, here's an update. The loose wallaby in Brewster, Ohio, is still eluding authorities as of right now. He was caught on camera a couple of times this week, but he hasn't been seen since Sunday. So there's a team. Yeah, the wallaby is still on the loose. He's briefly cornered by police in a wooded area late last week, but he escaped when officers determined they did not know how to safely capture it. Oh, they took him out. Oh, my God. They should have named him. Then they can't kill him. Shoot, man. I'll give you an update on my electronic woodchuck removal system.
Oh, yeah.
My shed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not working. It's not working.
No?
The woodchucks are laughing at me. They go, ha-ha, you spent $50 on it?
How can you tell
get
it's
your
not
money
working?
Back. Well, they're still
they
going under the shed.
Flowers?
But you know what? Oh, it's fucking, they've eaten everything. No, the funny thing is, though, I have noticed that they're running to the guy, oh, man, nice guy Eddie's back deck. They're now under his deck.
Yep.
And I feel so
probably
bad for
range.
I feel so bad for nice guy Eddie because I saw him build his shed. He made his shed woodchuck proof. There's no way. There's no way a whistle pig's getting under his shed. But his deck was vulnerable. He's got an infestation under his deck. So I hate to like.
He doesn't know
problems.
You set him over there, does he?
I don't. I'm wondering if I did send him over there.
Right.
How much effect those goofy things have had, you know? Because I never noticed him going under nice guy Eddie's deck. So.
It's probably right out of the range of the vibrations.
Oh yeah. They're out of the range of vibrations under his deck. I think my next door neighbor, our sheds are very close together, so she's probably. Getting vibes off of my if that thing's actually working. We'll see.
Give it time.
I don't want to start, you know, collecting scalps or anything. We'll have to hope for the best. All right. Hey, it's Guinness Book of World Record time, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, there we go.
What's this one? This is kind of gross. I would not want to be this chick's husband. Florida woman with the longest locks grows her hair to 110 feet.
110 feet? Jesus
Christ. This is the weird shit, right? This is Asha Mandela, 60, was first awarded the record for the longest hair, or locks, they say, in 2009 when they were measured at 19 feet and 6.5 inches. The record holder said her hair has now reached the length of 110 feet. What?
Jesus Christ. How big is she?
And they spend all week just taking care of this old girl's hair, man. It takes like a two-day process to shampoo and dry the shit, and the old man's got to use, I don't know, 18 bottles of shampoo on a damn thing. What the fuck, man?
How does she keep
it? It's like in dreadlocks. Well, she says they're not dreadlocks. They're what did she say? It's her royal crown or locks or my cobra, not dreadlocks. Dreadful about them. They're icky looking, man. They would freak me out and
I husband should shave that off in her sleep.
You gotta sleep with them in a bag, you know, so you're not like crawling on and shit. Her whole life revolves around her hair, man. It's all about her hair. It's like, I don't know, man.
Well, she's famous.
Not for me. Well, she did make the possum report, so there is that.
Uh-huh.
And moving right along, a Japanese town cooks up the world's largest croquette.
Oh.
Huh? That's a lot of croquette. I watched the video. They used, what do they say is in this damn thing? 551 pounds of May Queen potatoes,
a variety native to the region where this was done, a Japanese town, Asabu, in the Hokkaido region.
Mm-hmm.
A variety of native to the, and as well as 110 pounds of ground beef, 200 eggs, and a large amount of onions. Woo! Previous record was set in the Netherlands, 497.8 pounds. This one here weighed in at 615 delicious pounds. It was then cut up into 1,300 portions and served to festival attendees. Must have been the Spring Croquette Festival or something.
I didn't know a croquette was a Japanese dish.
I don't think it's French-Japanese, maybe. They picked it up from the from them guys. All right. Well, the French were all over Indochina, so you never know. They could have run into
croquettes.
Vietnam or somewhere. All right, Iowa State Fair. They now they've hosted the largest cornhole tournament.
Still can't believe they call that cornhole.
I know. But if there's anything that's middle American, mark, stars and straps, good old mark, it's cornhole. The fair had 730. I've said, okay, I'm chewing my cabbage twice, and feel free to give me the deuce. But I'll never forget, years and years and years, many moons ago, I went to an after prom, and I'd never heard of cornhole before. And the guy made the announcement. Okay, boys and girls, line up for cornhole. And I went, this I have to see. Turned around and, it was a beanbag toss.
That would have scared me.
I thought it was like, competitive anal sex.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. anyhow. yeah. That's what we called it. All right, finally, an Idaho man.
There you go.
We missed him last week, man.
Yeah.
He was working up to this. This is epic here. an Idaho man broke a Guinness World Record by using his nose to inflate 10 balloons in 1 minute.
That is impressive.
Wow. He took aim at the... aim at the balloon inflating record about 5 years ago, but issues including cold season and an allergy kept him from exceeding the previous record of 9 balloons. So he did 10, successfully captured the record, and in the allotted time.
Wow.
Congratulations to our pal and yours, David Rush, who does it all. For science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. STEM education. All right.
Pulling up your nose.
One more thing. We had, where was that? The monkeypox update.
That was there.
Yeah. Hang on. I put it in the wrong place. So I got to find it again. Dead errors. Very entertaining. Don't you think? I think fair. How have your feet been, Gumby?
My feet's been fine.
For crying out loud. I'll look for it another time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm starting to lose my mind.
Don't stop me, no, no.
Now, back to our show.
Monkeypox.
Difficult for me to like you.
I know.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. You know the artist's name is?
No, who's that?
Gary Moore.
Gary Moore, Big Daddy.
Yeah. Is that wild or what, man?
That's some weird.
Real Gary Moore?
Yeah, that's some weird, wild stuff.
Okay.
I found that in a there was like a, you know, one of them clickbait articles.
Okay.
To pass the time of day for aging cartoonists. And it was songs written by George Harrison. And I'd bet my bottom dollar he played on that sucker, too.
It sounded like Harrison.
Yeah, yeah. That was his signature.
Gary Moore, that's shit. I didn't know that.
Gary Moore.
Old bluesman.
Beyond that, I got nothing on that. All right, I did find the monkeypox report. You know, we're in trouble, man. Dr. Fauci finally said, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You know? He's quitting. Fauci's quitting. He said, fuck you guys. Actually, his direct quote was, fuck yuns. Fuck yuns. And he's quitting. So,
there you go. Getting tired of getting pushed around.
Fuck yeah, man. It was totally uncalled for, man. So, monkeypox, man. We gotta deal with this. So here is the monkeypox report, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody came out with some monkeypox.
Nobody.
Don't look like I could trust
nobody.
I don't want to kiss
nobody.
Take off my mask for
nobody.
I don't want to touch on
nobody.
Don't look like I could trust
nobody.
I don't want to kiss from
nobody.
Take off my mask for
nobody.
I don't want to touch on
nobody.
Okay, here we go again. We just started catching wind. You know I'm going to stay on in. I work from home a win. Only way I'll catch it if I'm going for some groceries.
For some
go swing and get some trees. It's worth the risk of me. You know me.
You know me.
Drinking Listerine. I seen her tongue. They had to show it. Had to make a song because I just felt like y'all should know this.
It's monkeypox.
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 It's monkeypox. Wasn't scared of COVID, but I'm worried about my skin.
About my skin.
Don't post that you got it. You ain't going to see me again.
It's monkeypox.
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 Nobody.
Fuck yeah, man.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. No further information is available about 911.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
No Fauci, no 911.
Nope.
We're on Schitt's Creek. Up Schitt's Creek without a paddle over here.
Monkeypox.
Monkeypox is upon us, man.
Yep.
It's
just a start.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't touch anybody.
Nope.
I try to keep touching down to a minimum. So
and now we're going
to
have elephants sitting on us.
I know.
Something.
What if the elephant has monkeypox?
Oh, jeez.
That'd put a crimp in your crew today, huh? Jimmy Kimmel is growing on me.
Yeah.
And I like how he lets people guest host his show when he goes on vacation. I find that's a healthy ego.
Yeah.
He had Al Franken guest hosting last week.
I like Al.
I love Al, man.
Uh-huh.
Should have never quit the Senate. Nope. I hope he gets back in there. Brilliant man. So he, on a Jimmy Kimmel show, they have a little bit at the, you know, like they'll have the man in the street and then they'll interview people and they say stupid shit, right?
Yeah.
They're always dumb, right? Interview, you know, you laugh at how stupid the people are. So Franken sets out to do his man in the street, and everybody's like really smart and knows the answer to everything. I just thought that was humorous as fuck. You know, just to turn the institution on its ear. Everybody knew the answer. Anyhow, you gotta love dry humor, man.
Did they set him up?
Well, yeah, it was definitely a staged event. I mean, it wasn't.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't legit. It was a gag. All right, yeah, you're right, G man. I hate to say it, but this is a good goodie tonight. We cannot leave without having this fucking yodel go on, man. This is top of the world, ma. Carolina Cotton. Carolina Cotton, dude.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Yodeling on the mountainside, yodeling on the plain, yodeling like a bird on high, never took no brain. So listen to my crazy song, I'm sure you will admit. Now the more I yodel this here tune, the less you get of it. Now that one sounded pretty good, I'll sing it once again. All the birds for miles around will hide their heads in shame. Now the cuckoo birds are worried too, though I have not as yet learned to yodel like they sing, but I will soon, you bet.
Good to be here.
May you become a fat old man.
I hope so.
May I become a thin old man.
There you go. You're
may everybody be the yes. May everybody be the size that they wish to be. Oh, wouldn't a life be wonderful? If we were all the size we wanted to be,
we'd all be supermodels.
Man, that's true. Man, there was a lady at the gig Saturday night. She was all kind of plastic surgery and boobs and everything, man.
Oh, yeah?
Crazy town, yeah.
Real
ended
fake
up,
looking?
Getting a drawer. Yeah, she looked like Bruce
great.
Jenner.
Oh.
MGD. Oh,
what are...
and the weirdest fucking thing I saw all week. This, I swear to God, I'm walking home on my walk. And I look over, and there's two rabbits. They're white with black spots, and they're fucking in this guy's yard.
Oh,
right by the
no
fence.
Shit.
And I walked past, and I went, what the hell am I
they're
doing?
White.
I took my gym crack out, and I tried to... then they're like, break it up, break it up. I don't know whether I made them come early or something with the camera. You know, makes you nervous.
Albino rabbits.
Albino... Well, they looked like domesticated rabbits. They couldn't have been wild. MGD.
What are?
All right, man. Well, thanks everybody for coming. We got to get
thank
the fuck out
Patrick.
Of Dodge, though. So, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
And energize.
Talk to in the old back room jukebox. It's making the old truck stop and all night hop that rocks.
Jukebox.
I get me a 2-bit gig while they check my rig. I dig that melody. So play me a honky tonk tune. It's home sweet home to me.
Swing it.
They're planning a swell campaign at the old highway truck stop.
Truck stop.
Truck stop. Instead of a greasy spoon, a brand new coffee shop.
Do up.
Do up. And maybe a way out tune like Bloody Loon. But there's that melody. Just give me a honky tonk tune. Home sweet home to me.
Swing it, sing it, sweet harmony. Jiggle the 88 till the break on the interstate is late.
They're planning a swell cafe at the old highway truck stop.
Truck stop.
Truck stop. Instead of a greasy spoon, a brand new coffee shop.
Do-wop.
Do-wop. And maybe a well tune like Bloody Loon. But where's that melody? Just give me a honky-tonk tune. It's home sweet home to me. Just give me the old truck stop. It's home sweet home to me. Just give me the old truck stop. It's home sweet home to me. Just give me the old truck stop. It's home sweet home to me.
See, I shouldn't have done the rabbit fucking story. That was a cool the truck stop. I like it.
Yeah, I like that.
That was weird as fuck, though. They were obviously rabbits you get in a pet store, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't see white rabbits with black spots like a Dalmatian in the wild. They're
exactly.
Gray. Whatever. What the fuck that
That's like back
that
when
was
I
weird.
Had the BTs. I was seeing
that was
white
weird.
Mice
it was,
in the house.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I'm like, yada, yada, yada. What the hell did I just see? You know, I'm looking at them like, look at them rabbits fucking.
And I go a few more steps, and I'm like, holy shit, I gotta get a picture of that. And they broke it up. I was hoping to take a movie, you know. A little of that bunny porn, eh?
Yeah. Shit.
All right, man. Well, good. I'm glad you're getting back on the sketch.
Yep.
Slinging your gars.
Living
the dream. It's beauty. Beauty, man.
This is.
I'm booking gigs. I just booked a Halloween party today.
Ah, nice.
Next week.
Nice.
Forgot about Halloween. Halloween gigs are weird, man.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, you got to draw people in costumes?
Yeah, it's all right if it's not a mask, but if there's a mask involved, it just covers up their face. It's kind of like, what? I'm just drawing a mask. You know, I'm not drawing poison. Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's just strange.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they're weird sometimes, but, hey, you'll have that. All right. Well, are you done? Tommy's got a few more notes left in here. So I hope you have a good week, man. Hope everybody out there listening, especially you Germans.
Oh yeah.
And go Ukraine. They kicked the shit out of some. The Ruskies, paper tigers, man. They're paper tigers.
They're pussies.
Fuck. Their military ain't shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
They're going up against the entire West's armaments, man. They're fucked. Fuck them. Forget about them.
Hey, Putin's got that little guy syndrome. He's got that Napoleon syndrome.
Fuck that guy.
And his buddy over here in America.
Yeah, man. All right, dude. Have a good one.
All right. See you later.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.